In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So I think we all know that something important is happening tomorrow. We are beginning to get into a very important journey. So I was thinking about journeys, right? And one of the journeys that I was thinking about was every time I would go home from seminary. So when I was at seminary, one of the things that I greatly anticipated was any opportunity I had to go home. Now, it wasn't that the seminary was terrible. Don't worry, Nicholas. It wasn't that the seminary was terrible. It was just home is a great place, right? Home was where my family is. Home is where my parents were, my siblings, all of my friends. So I was always anticipating it, and I loved any chance I got to go home. So when I would go home at the end of the year, there were certain things that I would do. One of the first things I would do is I would make sure that I said goodbye to all my friends, because you know you won't see them for a while. The entire summer will be gone. So hopefully, if there were any fights or whatever, you could reconcile so that you wouldn't kind of leave all of that hanging over you. The next thing that I would do is I would, of course, pack and have to vacuum my room quite a bit. So I'd have to get all my stuff in there, and then I would leave. And I enjoyed my trips as well, because I would go on these journeys back home with my cubado, who is the priest up in Ann Arbor. I'll tell stories in another sermon. But anyways, we would have this wonderful trip. And a couple things would happen on our journey, right, on our trip. And the one thing that would happen is our diet would change, right? Because we were no longer at the school, which was good because the food wasn't all that great. But our diet would change on this journey. And the other thing that would always happen is we would get exhausted. We were young back then, so we could do this 13-hour trip in one shot. It wasn't that big of a deal. But you were still tired. But even though you were tired, there was great joy. There was great joy when we finally entered in, well, when we got to Toledo, actually, because we knew we were pretty close to getting home, right? We would have this joy because we were almost there. Why am I telling you this? Because we are about to embark on a journey, and we are going home. Our Lord and Savior is calling us home. He is calling us back to Him. He is asking us to do things so that we may come back. No matter what has happened during the year, it is time for us to make this journey home. And on this journey, we have to do a few things, right? Very soon, we're going to change our diet a little bit, right? And it might be exhausting, but there's also going to be great joy. Joy in knowing what's going to happen when we make it to the end. Joy in knowing what's going to happen on the day of the resurrection. But there's one more thing that we have to do. And it's one of the first things that I did. And it has to do with relationships. The first thing that we are being asked to do, and that is today, is to reconcile, to go to one another and ask for forgiveness. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, the church calls this day Forgiveness Sunday. The first thing that it asks us to do is to ask ourselves a question: who have I offended? Who do I need to go to seek forgiveness? Because our Lord is very clear that on our journey home, that is the first thing that we need to do. So we are reading again from the Gospel of St. Matthew, and we're in the sixth chapter. I urge all of you tonight or in the morning to sit down and read this chapter, because this chapter talks about everything that you're about to begin doing, right? This chapter talks about prayer. This chapter talks about fasting. And this chapter talks about our works of charity. And the interesting thing is our Lord is talking about all these different things that we do out of piety, but he's not saying, when you feel like praying, pray this way. When you feel like fasting, fast this way. And when you feel like being charitable and kind, I hope you do it this way. No, he says, when you pray, right? So you need to pray. When you fast, when you give alms, when you are charitable, you do it this way, right? So But our reading today begins right after our Lord talks about prayer. And it explains a little bit further this one section in the Lord's Prayer, where he says, "And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." The first thing that we have to realize is that our God wants to forgive us. Our God is calling us home. Our God came to us, died on a cross in order to forgive all of us of our sins. So he is calling us, he is asking us to come back, to lay before him all the things that we have done in order that he can be the one to forgive them. But then he clarifies a little bit, doesn't he? He says that there's something that we have to do as well. A little while ago, I was reading in the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. And there's this scene where the Israelites have finally made it to the Promised Land. And they're right there. And God talks to Joshua and he says, look over the Jordan. He says, this is guaranteed to be yours. This is yours. But they had to do something. They had to follow what God said and they had to fight. Our forgiveness is guaranteed. But the Lord says today one more thing, doesn't he? He says that you too have to be forgiving. He says if you want to be forgiven, then you must be forgiving as well. Our journey back is all about regaining the stuff that we lost, the relationship with our Lord. That is what we're looking to gain back. And that means that we have to become more and more and more like him. And what is our God like? He's forgiving. He is loving. And that is what we are called to do as well. I want to leave you with one last thought. I was discussing this with Presbyteria, and she reminded me of her wedding shower. I guess at the wedding showers, everyone kind of writes some advice, right, for the bride. So they write all this advice, and they write it on a little card. And Presbyteria's mother wrote one word three times. She wrote, forgive, forgive, forgive. I'm happy to say that Presbyteria has followed the advice 70 times 7. I can tell you for sure. But what my mother-in-law learned in her marriage was that the only way to break down walls that come up when we make mistakes is to forgive. The only way to heal division in our lives is to forgive. The only power that is out there that can destroy evil is to forgive. Now, is it easy? No. I know my father-in-law well. It wasn't easy. But things that are worth doing are not easy, right? And we are called to be those who forgive. We are called to be those who destroy the walls that come up. We are called to be those who make those things that are divided to be healed. And that is what we're called to begin doing today. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, we are getting ever closer to entering into great and holy Lent. And the first thing we are asked to take with us is forgiveness. I ask you during the rest of this liturgy to consider in your heart, who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to seek forgiveness from? And again, I know it's not easy, but we're not doing these things alone. We have our Lord and Savior to guide us and to help us in this important endeavor. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.